The following podcast contains adult subject matter. Listener discretion is advised.
What the fuck? Where's the sun? We're recording at nighttime, and this is Thinking Outside the Long Box with Juan Gabe, and potentially once he gets off of his lazy ass Doyle. I don't know, but it is. Oh, man.
We're recording.
Oh, man, we're recording. Mm. Hey, everybody, welcome to Thinking Outside the Long Box. I'm Gabe.
I'm Juan.
With a mouthful of fucking pretzel pizza.
Oh, so good.
Dude, it is.
I missed out on this the last time they did it, and I saw the commercial today. I was like, I'm getting it.
It is really the best fucking thing
I've ever. It's probably clogging my arteries, so.
No. That includes dick.
But not semen.
Not semen. No. That's my favorite.
Shit. Oh, shit. Yeah. I don't know what episode number this is.
I think it's 104. That's what I have written down, but that might be wrong.
Well, there was one. There's one that still needs to come out, so I don't fucking have any idea.
I went from episode 100, and then I counted in my notes. Because it was like episode 100, then episode question mark.
We've been putting out, because of the interviews, how they're structured now, we've put out something for the last like 4 weeks.
Yeah.
So it's been cool.
It's pretty cool. I like that. It makes it easier to listen to the interviews, and like if somebody just wants to listen to the interviews, like it's pretty cool. I dig it.
I feel like the interviews don't get lost in episodes.
Exactly. Oh, no, it's nice.
I like it.
What do you think, Doyle? Oh, you're not here yet, fucking asshole.
It's that all fucking day. Not sleep deprivation. No fucking excuses today.
Oh, man. It's good
fucking
stuff.
Bastard.
So how's your couple weeks been, man?
I'm busy.
Me too.
Busy. Yeah, mister, I'm going to fucking give me access so that I can write some shit and put it on the fucking website.
Dude, okay, so let me backtrack a little bit. For like the last couple months, like I have been really, really like not okay mentally.
Uh-oh.
So like I've been super depressed, and like I've like called into work, like all of that stuff. So I went and got medication like a couple weeks ago. It's the first month of Mondays I put out in like 5 weeks.
Right.
It was the first time I've like written anything in like 6 or 7 weeks. Like, dude, I have been feeling so much better. Like, it's one of those moments where I'm like, wow, I should have gone to the doctor, I don't know,
right,
like 20 fucking years ago. So, like,
well, sometimes we're too proud.
You know, that's really it.
It really is.
You know, and what really pushed me over the edge, I read an article that was like talking about how anger is one of the signs of depression. And, like, science is just kind of coming to terms with that right now.
Right.
And I was like, wow, that might explain like my entire personality. So,
we're all a little angry.
I know, but like, I mean, come on. I'm really angry.
Not at me. Not to my face, at least.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, going back to Month of Mondays, doing that all by yourself is hard. And I know, because I've tried to do it that way. Maybe not. I mean, I've always had stuff where it's, you know, maybe there's hosts, but I have to do fucking everything else.
Right.
And it's not easy. But even then, like that, like hopefully eventually you guys will start writing and we'll start doing those things. But their contribution to the show was just to record.
Yeah.
And that was it. I would do everything, fucking everything else. And it's hard. It's not the, you know, people think that, you know, some people, podcasters don't, but some people think that, oh, we record for 20 minutes and that's it. It goes up live like that. But there's a lot of work that goes. I mean, it's not hard work, but it's time.
You record for half an hour and then you work for like 2 hours on getting it together. You know,
it's time. It's time that you have to find away from your family and away from everything and try and get it all done. It's
and
not
then
easy.
Also take away all motivation to do anything.
Right.
You know, like that's what was really getting me. I would like, I'd be so excited during the day. I'm like, I'm going to, you know, it'd be Sunday. I'd be ready to record. I'd be like, all right, you know, I'm going to get done from practice. I'm going to take some notes. I'm going to sit down. I'm going to record. And I would get home and I'd be like, fuck, I don't want to do anything. Like, I just want to sit here on the couch and fucking not exist. And I kind of talked to Mel about it. She's like, you really should go talk to the doctor. And, you know, anybody that's heard me talk about my wife understands that when my wife politely asks me to do something, it means that she's telling me to do something. So I went and I talked to him and he was like, yeah, you have all the signs of like classic, like, you know, depression.
Right.
He's all, here's this medicine. Let's try it out for 2 weeks. See how you feel. Dude, I haven't felt this good in a really long time.
Nice.
And it's been really awesome. I've gotten a lot done in the last week. But going back to writing for the show, I'm getting there. But like, holy shit, like, about fucking time.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
Piece of shit, I'm burying my soul. And you
he is burying his soul right now.
Yeah.
Or bearing. Bearing? Not burying.
It's like 4 o'clock in the morning for me or anything.
When do you go to work?
I wake up at 8.
Grab a chair, dude.
So you would wake up... all right. So we're 1 hour ahead of time. Sorry.
Well, I was trying to wake up at 6.
So no, you're good. You're good, bro.
We're just
Gabe's over here just crying, so we need to... But it's a good cry. Not like I'm making fun of him kind of cry.
Yeah. He was making fun of me, though.
Mel wants to know if you guys want coffee.
Oh, no, I'm good.
I'm good.
I got water.
We're good. Thank you.
Maybe she
heard. I don't know if she heard that.
I told her I'd text. Oh.
And here you have me yelling like an idiot.
No, but, like, taking this medicine has helped me out a ton. But, like, so we were supposed to record on Sunday, right?
Right.
Because I had misread my schedule, okay? I had this amazing clinic for roller derby with 8 of the kids, with this skater named Miracle Whips, who's like this French lady who does things on skates that I can't even conceptualize doing in my like shoes, right? Dude, it's ridiculous.
So
I'm thinking to myself, okay, I gotta leave at noon when really I had to be there at noon. Mm-hmm. So, like, the day before, I was like, well, fuck, I've got to leave at, like, 8 in the morning. So, sorry about that. And that's why we're recording randomly on a Wednesday night.
That's all right. As long as it gets done, right? Who cares? Who cares?
How are you, man?
Like, coming off of a crazy sickness last month.
Yeah.
I still got, like, that little bit of a cough hanging on.
That was me, not Doyle.
Fucking old bastards.
Dude, I pulled the, like, strep, stomach flu combo
I know.
At the same time. And my work was still threatened to fire. They're like, which is, it's all threats. They can't fire me. Even if they wanted to, nobody wants the fucking job. They're asking around. Everybody's like, are you fucking kidding?
The next time we record, Doyle's going to be like, oh, they actually fired me.
No, if they could have, I think they would have. I was straight gone for like 3 weeks and then like part of another week. And like every time I went to the doctor, they're like, well, you still have a fever and you're still shitting yourself. So you probably shouldn't go back to work.
Wow.
You and I had very different problems to see the doctor about.
Dude, that stomach flu I got was ridiculous. I would drink water and be throwing up like 5 or 6 times.
Oh, that's brutal, dude.
Or they had to put me on IV a couple times.
Holy shit, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I was just fucking dying.
To rehydrate, I assume.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't keep anything down. And then I go back and I'm like, this is a business. We can't. I was like, you know, I have like 18 doctor's notes. Like, you can't fire me. And even if you did, I'll gladly collect unemployment for like 6 months and then go get rehired again. When you can't find anyone to take my job.
Probably demand a pay raise.
What other asshole wants to work 7 days a week at night? Nobody.
Only one asshole.
Yeah, they offered it to a bunch of people. Everyone told me. They were like, yeah, they kept offering us your job. We're like, no.
No, thank you.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you're feeling better, man.
I choose life.
I'm glad you're feeling better. You could always talk to us. I hope you know that.
I know.
And I'm being serious.
I'm being serious, too. I know that, but, like, up here...
It's hard.
Like, in your brain, you're just like, nobody
gives
a shit.
It's hard.
And, like, I talked about it on the other show, too. And Zach Bank, who listens to the show and has been on before, he messaged me. He's like, dude, if you ever need to talk, hit me up.
Right.
You know, I had... as soon as I've mentioned it to people, like, everybody's come out of the woodwork to be like, dude, if you need anything, just talk. And that's
fuck.
Cool.
If you need a night off to come over and not cook a meal and fucking just hang out,
yeah,
we're there, bro. Like, that's, I love that shit.
But yeah, depression was a son of a bitch, and I'm feeling better, so.
Good. Yeah. It's not, we get ourselves into a program where it's the same fucking shit every single day, you know what I mean? It's not easy. It's not easy being an adult, fucking having to hold down a family and fucking do all this stuff, you know? So nobody can fault you for that shit.
It's not all fucking pretzel pizza.
Everything. No, no, but today, today, holy shit, it's fucking delicious.
I haven't gotten like the will to eat yet after waking up. I'm sure I'll have a couple pieces before I leave.
One might even say a ton.
Ah, wow. That was a callback to before you got here. Yeah, you're gonna laugh at the first 4 or 5 minutes of this show.
Or you're going to be calling me on the phone and be like, you son of a bitch, I said you could talk to me whenever you want. That's how you fucking talk about me when I'm not around.
I expect as much.
Speaking of not around, fuck Tim.
Yeah, fuck Tim. I forgot my laptop, by the way, so I'm sorry, Tim. today has been, so I have found, I've been crazy busy too lately. I don't know why, but today, especially, Alicia had made she made homemade pho. Made the broth yesterday because you got to make it 24 hours ahead of time. So this morning we had to drop the kid off at 8, and then we went to King Supers to get all the other stuff, the meat and onions and all that shit. And then I'm trying my hand at homemade beef jerky, so I had to get jerky too, or meat, top loin, whatever.
Pre-jerky.
Yeah. And so then we got home, we cleaned, and then she started working on that. I started working on the jerky. And this is, for me, getting myself out of the monotony of the day. I love this time of year because my garden, like, that takes over a lot of my time, which is fucking awesome. I love it. So we had moved, we replanted, we transported some bigger like pumpkins and things like that to bigger containers, and then we just did 13 new vegetables in our little thing today. So today was super, super busy, but
awesome.
I'm growing reapers. So ever since we did the fucking little thing, I was like, I think I'm going to try my hand at one. So my
make one mega chip.
My boss, one of my bosses at work said that he grew them too late last year, and so they were really small, but he said that they made the jalapenos in his bed fucking atomic. So he's like, they were so fucking hot. Yeah. So I'm pretty excited. I have a lot of shit going on. Shit. Yeah, yeah.
I saw
Reaper Pino.
I saw that there's a new, like, hottest pepper that actually arrests your breathing for half a second.
Get that.
It would
that
definitely
must be fat. Like, just kill me.
Yeah, that would definitely give you an asthma attack, man. It'd fucking kill.
Yeah, so
it's like Mexicans have an affinity for all things that grow. By the way, your son looks like an 80-year-old Puerto Rican from outside through double windows. Like a tiny little Puerto Rican that's 80.
My son.
Just through double windows in the dark. Like, I was like looking through it, I was like, who the fuck is that tiny old Puerto Rican in there?
And why is there a huge ass van in the back?
He brought the work van, and I was like, what the fuck? Whose house am I at? I was like, I'm at the wrong place for sure.
When I got in there, I was like, guys, a lot younger in person.
Oh, man. So should we talk about pop culture shit?
Yeah, sure.
Unless you want to talk about your life.
Oh, I'm good, man.
All right.
Basically, I've just been in bed dying for like 3 weeks.
But if you need vegetables in the coming months, hit me up.
Dude.
I literally, we ordered from this place. They just texted me. We ordered from this place called Wild Boar Farms, who specializes in like hybrid tomatoes. And so I ordered like 9 or 10 different tomatoes from them. Plus, we got our normal, I think, 4 or 5 tomatoes from last year that we're growing, too. So that's like our specialty. Like, I don't know why, but we can grow the fuck out of some tomatoes.
Nice.
And I was having to bring 2 or 3 bags every day to work to just have people eat tomatoes.
Dude, we will take.
So,
I'll make salsa for you guys.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll do whatever, man. I love tomatoes.
But Johnny wanted.
Somehow all my fucking kids hate tomatoes. I'm like, give me a tomato. I'll fucking cut it up.
I hate tomatoes.
Eat the shit out of it.
Like, see, that's different. That's weird of me. I can't eat a tomato just plain. But if you put it in a salsa, if it's in a spaghetti sauce or anything, I'll fucking tear it up. I love it that way. But for some reason, I can't eat a tomato.
I love plain tomatoes.
Yeah. I can't do it. It's weird. But we got a bunch of shit. Johnny wanted colored corn, so I got Hopi turquoise corn and maize. Then like atomic fucking... Well, yeah. Okay. Maize. Atomic red corn maize. So I'm excited. I don't know why. Awesome. It excites me.
That's cool, man.
I'd still want a little bit of grass, but your neighbor, I think he was doing your garden over here, looked fucking awesome. Yeah. It looked really cool.
If we didn't have the big ass dog, I'd be doing it again. Right. But the big ass dog digs big ass holes. So.
I think that dog's been fooling you this whole time about being deaf.
No, he's deaf.
We were coming downstairs
fuck.
And I was like, "Stay," and it stayed.
No,
he wasn't looking at me.
He wasn't looking at you, and you said stay. Yeah. He didn't move because he didn't fucking hear you, dude. Like,
I'm not suspicious.
That's funny.
Oh shit!
I think I'm gonna get a bison slaughter too. If you guys want a little bit of meat, here.
Yes,
oh, absolutely.
Fucking a bison. You're killing a whole bison.
Yeah, man. Split Oof. It with my mom.
Nice.
And then I still have it all. Last time we did that, I had a ton of meat forever. So,
so much bison.
Yeah. They're real big. But it's way cheaper, though.
Than beef?
Yeah.
Well, it's not cheaper than, like, if you got a cow slaughtered would be way cheaper. But it's way cheaper, like, going to the store, buying meat. It's way better for you
right.
than beef.
Yeah, yeah. And for me, it's so hard to fuck up. Bison sometimes for me. I like bison. It's really good. I like a lot of other weird meats too, but it is easier to fuck those things up.
Oh no, it is. Yeah, you can it has less fat, honey. Yeah. You burn it real easy.
That's the problem with like venison and stuff, is it's low fat content, mm-hmm. so
we turned into like grill? Gordon Ramsay or fucking some shit here.
What the fuck is going on right now?
Gabe's all happy. We're talking about food.
If you buy a pellet grill, you can't fuck it up. And it's amazing.
I love pellet grills, by the way. I own one myself, so I'd recommend it.
I would like to get one someday.
You could get, honestly, I don't know how cheap is, but for under $200, you can get a tailgate one.
Nice.
And they're fucking cool.
Even the, like, $300 model is pretty epic.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it has timers, and you can't fuck shit up.
Mine wasn't at the time. I bought mine for $400, but in the next year, they had switched over to timers and wireless shit and a bunch of shit. So I was like, bastards. But I still love my
Nice.
Yeah, we can talk about pop culture.
Or we just keep talking about pellet grills.
Yeah, I fucking love my pellet grill. I'm in.
Today on pellet grills.
Smokes, you can broil stuff. You can bake cookies in that bitch.
Pizza, anything, bro.
It's awesome. Anybody else got notes? Do you have your phone?
So, I do.
Sweet. I'm going to let you go first, because I always, like, dominate the notes thing.
That's weird. I want to talk about a couple things that I posted too, but Chucky. All of a sudden, there's a fucking giant resurgence of this fucking stupid doll. I don't like child. It's okay. I'm not a giant fan of Child's Play. So one when I'm watching Jason, when I'm watching Freddy Krueger. It's not. I wouldn't say it's easy for me to be like, oh yeah, that could happen, because those are weird situations. But it's easier for me to believe that a fucking giant dude or a scarred up guy with gloves and a bunch of shit can kill you than a tiny little doll. You know what I mean? It's just so weird to me that
if Chucky runs up on me, I'm just punting.
Right. Like that's but even in one of them, he's weighing in a car and he kind of. And he, I think he chokes one guy to death. It's hard for me to believe that full grown adult can't outpower a tiny doll.
Yeah, there's still physics involved, and you see it like in parts of the Chucky movie where people do things like boot him occasionally, where like you still can, even if he's super strong, he still has I weigh 1.5 pound physics involved.
Right.
Like, the deaths that make sense is when he like swaps out the fake bullets for the real bullets in a gun. Like,
yeah.
Or I can't remember which Chucky movie it is where he
that's smart.
Kills a person like in the slowest trash compactor death of all time, where it looks like there's easily steps where the person could have crawled out, but they're like, no.
He whips a teacher with a ruler to death. Like, like what the fuck?
Just grab the ruler. Yeah. You're like, fuck you, doll. Give me that fucking ruler.
But
if Chucky was whipping me with a ruler in a classroom, it'd be cut scene to Chucky stapled to the wall.
Like, fucking sit on that stupid doll.
Don't say it on Chucky.
But you've got the 700th sequel movie coming out, reboot.
When I was a kid, though.
I don't know if it scared me as much. I don't know if it scared me. I don't remember when I saw it.
Actually, it didn't. What scared me when I was a little kid is my mom has like a collection of porcelain.
Oh, buddy.
See, that's just
my mom, too. The whole room.
They used to sit right outside of my door. So I remember, like, if I would watch Chucky, then that night I would be terrified of the dolls. But I don't remember actually being that scared of Chucky.
Yeah, I was never scared of it. I always thought it was super stupid.
But they've got that, and the new TV series coming out too. Yeah. So it's just it's weird.
Welcome
but
to my low excitement level.
a lot of people have been like, yeah, I'll watch it. Like, yeah, I'm in. Like, it's weird to me, but
whatever. It's like the nostalgia thing. Like,
I just hold no nostalgia.
Some people saw that there was an Ash versus the Evil Dead and were like, eh, whatever. Evil Dead's okay. Because
I think most people said, what the fuck's Evil Dead?
Turned out to be an amazing show that got canceled way too soon.
Yeah, pretty much. But it's like one of those things where if it's your thing, you think it's cool and you'll watch it. If it's not your thing, you're just like, eh, what?
I haven't seen anybody super excited about it, but I've seen a lot of people give it like, I think I'm going to go watch that.
Who's the main actress in that? What is her name?
I have no idea. I cannot remember.
The main actress in it, I've seen a few people excited about how good she still looks for the fact that she's like in her 50s.
Are you talking about the one that's his bride or like...
She voiced the bride, but it's like she's the lady that was like in the first movie or something. I don't know.
I honestly don't remember the plot of any of them. I remember like deaths.
There's a doll.
Yeah. And he was trying to get into the little kid.
There's like a voodoo guy. That
Dembella. Yeah. That's what I remember.
I don't know. Those movies.
He was trying to get his soul into the little boy.
Why wouldn't he?
Every time somebody's tried to justify how great Chucky movies are, I check out. I'm just like, fuck
this. Why would he possess one of those gigantic stuffed teddy bears?
Well, I think
the 10-foot teddy bears?
At the beginning, he's being run down and he's shot. And so the fucking doll kind of happens to be there, and that's why he does it.
He's like shot in the toy factory or something that.
I do remember that, but and then he just says Dembella 700 times to try and make it unreversed. I'm out.
Shocker was
Is that the one with the prison guard who they try to shock him to death?
No, it's the guy, he like gets electrocuted because he's like a murderer. And then he goes out into the, like,
I thought that, power lines. I thought that he was on the electric chair. I thought he was getting, and they tried to kill him, and he just didn't die, but he leapt into the TVs lines. And shit. Oh, God.
Exactly. That movie's hot garbage, and it's still better.
I remember the shit out of it, though. It was fucking weird.
That movie was rad. I think I watched that movie, like, 5 times.
Was there, like, really good one-liners in Chucky?
Yeah.
I kind of remember that.
It is funny. Like, it's definitely one of the first, like, super, super self-conscious slasher movies where a lot of it, like...
I think Freddy Krueger was probably the first.
Definitely. But where there's a lot of jokes... And it's meant to be funny and gory as opposed to actually scary.
Right.
There are some truly scary-looking movies coming out, though. Like that Us movie or whatever.
Oh, buddy, that movie looks fucking weird.
The preview of that movie creeped me out.
Yeah, me too.
That movie looks great.
I don't even know if I'm scared as much as, like, I'm just... It creeps me out, and I don't know what the fuck's going on, and I like that about a movie.
I'm excited
about
the Guillermo del Toro shit that's coming out. I forget what that was called, though. But I remember reading those books when I was a kid.
And Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. I used to read
that little teaser
time.
Looked fucking creepy. Yeah.
Well, there's like 5 teasers. Like, I think it's going to be
a bunch, yeah. It's a TV show.
Oh, okay. I thought it was like a movie or like a bunch of different stories or something.
He's like producing, I think, a TV show. So that looks awesome.
We're going to like fail with yet another Stephen King show. Are they making The Strand into a TV show?
The Stand.
The Stand.
No. Sorry.
They're making The Dark Tower into a TV show.
The Stand,
show.
Too, though. That was just announced,
serious?
Too. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
The movie was so good.
I was small when I saw it. I actually thought it was pretty good
when I was small.
I think I haven't revisited it in a while.
It'd be better served as a TV show because it's a fucking, like, 1,200-page book, man.
It's longer than the Bible itself.
It's longer. It's longer than War and Peace. Like by like a good like 150, 200 pages.
I remember I listened to the audiobook and it took me forever to get through the audio.
I know when because I've never.
Although actually, well done.
I've never read it. That's how I got through it. I listened to it as an audiobook and it took me like a fucking month.
I've also tried to read it on several occasions and never.
No dice. It's too long.
Yeah.
I just can't. I don't have the time to read a real book anymore.
Yeah.
It's sad.
I don't have time to read gigantic, like, Christian-esque operas like that.
What else, man?
I just can't make that guy shit into movies or TV shows. None of that work.
Well, the easy one is Kevin Smith doing Howard the Duck.
Genius. Yes. Just a fucking genius choice.
Yes.
What they need to do is give him some, like, give him a writing team that's like him and Chip Zdarsky, because the Chip Zdarsky Howard the Duck was the fucking funniest shit ever. Yes.
It was somebody else that
Andrew Garfield.
He had praised.
Get over how funny that was.
He had praised a lot. Dave Willis, who made Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
They're co-directors.
That show's funny as fuck, too.
It is. Some fucking great moments.
Like when they try to sell the bleeding house to Danzig. That's probably my favorite fucking episode.
I just like how that TV show started out as them actually trying to be superheroes, and then they just ditched it halfway through the first season. Like, this isn't working, fucking.
They're just dumbasses.
And that's the
Carl
one.
The best part of that show, though.
It's one of four that Marvel's calling the Marvel's Offenders.
Okay.
And the other one is Marvel's MODOK.
Which should be weird.
Which will be written by Jordan Bloom and Patton Oswalt.
Oh,
good.
That's funny.
Marvel's Hit Monkey tells the tale of a wronged Japanese snow monkey mentored by the ghost of an American assassin as he cuts a wide swath through the Tokyo underworld in this darkly cinematic and brutally funny revenge saga.
Can we have that be live action? Because that'd be dope.
Written by Josh Gordon and Will Speck, produced along with Jeff Loeb.
Huh.
Marvel's Tigra and Dazzler show?
That sounds fun. So Tigra is like a tiger lady, and Dazzler is like a rock star that can, like, dazzle you. like her power is literally, like, dazzling people. Like, it's a really weird.
So dazzle.
Pretty much.
I don't know how to describe it, but I feel dazzled.
That's written by Erica Rivenoja and Chelsea Handler.
Oh, nice.
Howard the Duck.
Not the biggest fan, but she's all right.
She's funny.
And
she
then,
can be funny.
And then,
that's accurate.
So all of them are having their own show, and then they're going to have Marvel's The Offenders. And it's a story in which nobody asked them.
Is that a crossover?
Yeah, well, it's its own show is what it sounds like. A story in which nobody asked them to, and we'd be better off if they didn't, but MODOK, Dazzler, Tigra, Hitmonkey, and Howard the Duck are all forced to team up in order to save the world and certain parts of the universe.
Just certain parts of the universe?
That's what it says.
I like how vaguely specific that is.
I'm excited.
I hadn't read about the Howard the Duck. I hadn't read any of the other stuff.
Was this like gigantic mesh.
And they're all animated, right?
They're all animated, yep.
And are they going to come out on the Marvel platform?
I think so. Yeah. On the plus, well, I don't know what it's called. I don't know if they've named it.
I saw that Marvel.
That, the DC version has gotten way better.
Yeah, I heard Doom Patrol was really good.
It looked. The preview looked fucking
bizarre,
weird to me. It didn't. I was like, I don't really want to watch this.
Doom Patrol is really weird.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. I was like, yeah, this doesn't excite me.
Marvel was talking in an article earlier this week too about the Netflix shows that have been canceled. They're like, well, you know, we'll consider bringing them back, which means they're definitely going to bring them back.
And the other news attached to that is that Hulu was thinking about doing it for Marvel. Huh, so
that'd be interesting.
Yeah, they're...
Hulu's going to take the Marvel shows?
Yeah, the Luke Cage, Iron Fist, all that bullshit. Hulu owns Disney though, or the other way around, right?
Disney is going to own Fox, which owns like 70% of Hulu or some shit.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah.
So that's essentially saying
you'll still be on Hulu once it goes to Fox. Yeah.
Disney's just buying fucking everybody.
Well, bro, when you own a business, you want to own more stuff.
I know, but you can't own everything.
I'm afraid to Disneyland right now.
You can own enough.
New Mexican.
What the fuck?
Put this costume on. You can own enough until they say you can.
You're goofy now.
Yeah. I'll sweep it and shit. I came to ride rides.
This is a ride, mijo. Yeah. I would. I mean, I would fucking own as much as I could until somebody said you can't do it anymore.
The government eventually okay. will step in.
Yeah, that's what I mean. But you if you're fucking,
it depends on how the government stays. Yeah.
If you're making billions of dollars, you want to make more billions of dollars.
You cannot buy a Ford.
Ford? Why not? They're not. They don't own any car companies.
That'd just be too much. They're buying like Tesla and Ford and shit.
Oh, no, I think Tesla's too much money for them.
Yeah. It's expensive. Seen one of those cars?
They're trying to compete. They're coming out with a $35,000 one, which is reasonable for a Tesla.
Yeah, dude. One of those when we were going down to the springs,
reasonable to your electric bill.
Oh, good.
We were on the way to the springs, and one of those things blew past us. Wow, like, had so to be fast. Going 110. They're so fast.
He was going 105. You.
No, I was going 90.
In your little car?
No.
Okay. That little car will make it to 100.
It goes 90.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
In it. It's got a four-cylinder, and it weighs like 15 pounds. So.
I want the car that Ben Miller used to have. It was a Rabbit, I think.
Who the fuck is Ben Miller?
Or just a friend of ours.
You said that so past like...
Friend slash...
Crazy man.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
I heard he's way less crazy now, though. But
doubt it.
He had like this tiny Rabbit, dude. Like, literally, I picked this car up once.
It was like pre-golf. Like,
oh, gotcha. Yeah. V-dub.
There was somebody in front of him, and I literally picked up the back end and moved it over once. So, like, the car is light as hell.
But it was.
But it had four-wheel drive, and, like, it was a beast, dude. Yeah. Like, we used to off-road that bitch. It was a crazy little car.
They turned into the Golfs. Like, those Rabbits turned into Golfs. They were fucking crazy cars.
And then they tried to cheat the system.
And now they're fucking cheap as shit.
Fucking VW.
I know, right?
So I missed something about VW.
They tried to fake everybody's emissions.
Their diesel...
Oh, I did.
Their diesels,
that.
They faked the emissions, and they ended up getting sued by, like... countries.
They had to take your car back, and if you didn't want it fixed, they had to give you money for what it's worth.
Yeah. It cost them a lot.
Fucking idiots.
Almost went out of business. The and then they pretended like it was an accident. Yeah, they're like, oh, we didn't know. Oh, bullshit.
Volkswagen Germany, right?
Yeah.
Germans just doing the Cold War when nobody's watching. We shall fuck up the environment.
What's crazy is Germany is like super, super like green. Like tons of their cities are like completely solar and wind and stuff. Yeah, they're actually running on motors. There's no the turbines of the wind turbines is actually like a little diesel engine in the bottom.
I didn't go on the Autobahn, but I didn't see too many cars when I was out there. Honestly, it was a lot of buses.
Huh, that's interesting.
It's because they can't fucking afford cars because we
fucking jank their whole economy.
After they tried to take over the entire planet. We were like assholes.
They were very nice, I'll tell you that much. And they're good looking people. No matter where they're going, they're fucking dressed up.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, it's weird. I don't think I saw one dressed down German while I was there.
A lot of
Europe's
like that. You feel like an asshole when you go there.
Yeah. I'm in my shorts, my fucking beat up shoes and shit, and I'm like, oh, man.
You're fucking some Americans.
That's,
why you must spend 8 hours getting ready?
They would have said Mexicans. I don't look like an American, I don't think.
That's how you talk. They're like, oh, he's one of those Mexicans.
Bastards. Even Cubans knew I was Mexican.
Cubans are just like, there's something off about him.
Oh, buddy, I wouldn't even talk to some Cubans. I'd just be walking down and they'd be like, hey, Mexico! And I'm like, how the fuck do you know that?
I mean, admittedly, he was wearing a Mexican flag as a cape, so.
That's funny.
Oh, man. I just don't have that air of. a life stricken with poverty about you. They could.
A lot of Mexicans have that air about them.
Yeah, but it's still, I think it's more. Still.
It is. It's pretty. Mexico as a whole has gone a lot further than I remember it being, but I don't think Cuba as a whole has.
Oh, no.
Definitely not.
People were like, you know, talking about at work, people were talking about again, I don't know why it came up, but. About how dangerous it is to travel to Mexico. So I Googled it. It's really not that fucking dangerous.
It's I've not heard, that dangerous at
I've
all.
I've heard it
It's like
lot.
79 people last year. I'm like, there's a lot of fucking people. That's not very many. And most of them were killed doing shit you would expect to get you killed.
For me...
Like buying back alley cocaine and shit.
For me, it's always dangerous the way I've always kind of perceived it. It's dangerous if you're a citizen of Mexico. I've never really... I don't hear too many. You hear it every once in a while, but you don't hear too many tourists being killed if they go to Mexico.
I think it's about where like you go whole, in
a
Mexico.
Whole, a whole fucking... There was a... We were just reading it yesterday because one of our guys used to live in Mexico for a long time. There was a mayor who was doing a speech and she was going to get protested on, and she made the cops of that city follow these buses, and they think two or three buses full of people just dead. It's fucking crazy.
Yeah. Well, it's just like,
well, if you're a Mexican, you should get out.
Yeah, that they're trying.
Are you kidding me? Do not listen to the news.
Try digging a tunnel.
Done.
Yeah, yep, yep. There are many, I'm sure.
El Chapo got convicted on all charges.
I was like, oh, fuck.
His prison escape will be imminent.
He's coming here.
To Canyon.
To Florence,
right?
Yep.
Yeah.
They call it the Alcatraz of the Rockies, I read.
Yeah, it's where they keep, like, Ted Kaczynski and, like...
The guy who did the Boston Marathon.
And Timothy McVeigh, the guy that blew up the Oklahoma
City. Maybe he can
suit.
Bunk up with Bill Cosby.
No, he's not
Bill
in Supermax.
Cosby's in, like, fucking level one prison.
I think Bill Cosby's in under house arrest, actually.
Ah, dude.
Supposedly, this is the fucking best... prison in the country for as far as like security and shit goes.
This is
so.
Literally how movies start, just so you know. Like El Chapo gets convicted, he goes to like this super impenetrable prison. His gang busts it.
All of them bust.
All of them get out and they go to Mexico and form like a supervillain group. Like this is literally how movies start.
The government calls The Rock. The Rock calls Vin Diesel.
Dwayne Johnson. That's what the Titan Games is actually building up to, is a rescue group to go defeat.
I know he's an actor, but I'd feel good having him on my side.
Oh, dude, absolutely.
If nothing else, you could stand behind him while you're
and the bullets bounce off of him because he is that big.
I thought he was gonna get away with it.
What's that?
I thought he was gonna get away with it somehow, like I've been following it for a long time. I read every day, and then they went into deliberations at the beginning of last week.
Yeah.
And so I was like, fuck, a week and a half and he still hasn't been convicted? Like, holy shit.
Like, he's El Chapo.
Yeah,
like,
he did some shit.
He did it. Like, you know. You know, but I would hate to be one of those jurors. I mean, I would be terrified. That guy's got reached
too.
Like you wouldn't be.
You're dead.
You're dead.
You're all dead.
And, like, people testified against him.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I hope that juror sentence came with, like, here's your jury duty summons, and here's your new life.
Yeah. Here's your ticket to Canada, and...
We suggest you keep running. Don't spend more than anywhere in 6 months.
I watched Beto O'Rourke the other day. I thought that was pretty good. I watched it live.
Too.
I do think he's going to run. Honestly, I think...
About 800 Democrats are running right now.
But cool. I mean, I get it. I understand. No, I you know, it is what it is.
It's the beginning of the campaign season 2 years ahead of time.
I had a weird-ass dream.
Not
Trump's
always. That's
hair.
Not normal anymore.
It's been normal for the past, like, 5 or 6 years. It's been pretty normal.
I know. It's just...
I don't know where it came from, but I legitimately had a weird dream where Trump's hair fell off and ran for president against Trump. They were debating each other on TV. And I was just going, like, fucking figures. Like, I don't remember what we were doing.
That's
it was like
funny.
Podcast shit.
That's amazing.
Klobuchar? I think she's a senator. No, she's in the House, I think.
Yeah.
She said something because she announced and it was snowy and kind of crappy out wherever she was. And she said something to the effect of, we should debate. I hope Donald Harris Trump can stand it out here in the winter or some shit like that.
Oh, my gosh. That's
so
amazing.
It's funny. I liked it. I honestly, not to get too far deep into politics, I could see myself getting behind Beto. I don't know. He has kind of that something about him. I don't even know what it is because I don't know a ton about him.
I think the word you're looking for is class. Like, literally everybody else looks so good compared to the fucking dumb fuck.
He just doesn't seem like... I know he is. He just doesn't... In the year or so I've been following... Because I was following him when he was going up against Ted Cruz. He doesn't seem like that. Every chance he got... To slam other people, do other things. It was more about him and his community and things like that.
So, yeah,
it, I like it was him cool.
Too. Turns out he's a serial killer.
He could be. He kind of looks like that.
So kind of in the same political vein, but going back to pop culture, I finished up the run of Bitch Planet, so like 9 and 10, and then I read the entire Bitch Planet.
Is that over? Would you say run?
So it's not supposed to be over. It ends on a cliffhanger, but it also hasn't come out in like a year and a half.
It feels over. So
it feels kind of like it's over, and I'll come to something else that's that way too.
What brand is that?
That was on Image, and that was the same lady that did Grindhouse. We interviewed her. Shit. Kelly Sue DeConnick.
No, we didn't interview her.
Yes, we did.
No, we didn't. What is her name?
Well, this is Kelly Sue DeConnick.
Oh, well, it's not. We didn't interview Kelly Sue DeConnick. No. I think you're thinking of the girl who was who reached out and we were trying to match her up with Chris.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
I think that's who you're thinking of. But I wish we could interview Kelly Sue DeConnick. That'd be awesome.
Well, now I do too. Because I thought I did.
What? I think I've reached out a couple times. I don't think she's...
Bitch, we interviewed Raphael.
Wow,
get on the show.
Wow, don't call her a bitch.
No, that was like a general bitch, because I don't know you personally.
Well, now we'll never get her on the show.
You don't listen to the show?
She might.
She's going to do her research, yeah. Bro.
That would be hilarious.
But Bitch Planet Triple
Feature. I was really
feature.
Thinking about it, then you called me bitch.
Shut the fuck up.
She wrote a comic called Bitch Planet. She's fine with it.
I guarantee you she is not. Having read a lot of the back matter in Bitch Planet, she's not fine with it. Triple Feature was really cool because it's like each issue is like three short stories written and drawn by like different people that are in the same world. And I thought that was a really cool way to kind of expand the universe and stuff. So just a really, really interesting idea.
Do you think that Image just doesn't care? I mean, it's their branding.
I think it has more to do with her schedule. So the way Image works is because they're independent comics. Sometimes if you have like come to a good stopping point on a project, but you've been put on other things with like Marvel and DC that have more pressing time concerns, Image is really okay with you backburnering something for like a year or two. Saga is a really good example of that. Like, it got to like this really finite fucking end point, and then they said we're taking a year off, and Image is totally fine with that. So I assume they're fine with it because they let them do it. Kind of in the same vein, The Goddamned was the book about Cain like versus Noah, kind of super intense book. Ooh. Really, really fun.
I don't remember that story.
I remember the comic
Cain versus
it.
Noah.
Yeah, I didn't know what it was about at all. Pretty crazy. Like, there's like he fights the Nephilim, which are like these half angel, half human giants, and like
wow.
So are we along to like Cain is immortal storyline?
Yeah, it is a Cain is an immortal storyline. So it's written by Jason Aaron, who is like hot as a comic book writer right now. And so in the end of The Goddamned, it says Volume 2 coming out September 2016.
Nice.
It's about 3 years. You know, it's getting running up on 3 years now. So I had been waiting to read the last issue till the second volume started coming out. And since it never did, I just decided to finish it. So
many good comics do that.
Yeah. Finish House of Penance. That's been sitting in my stack forever. That's the one about the... about the Winchester House.
Yeah.
That ends really cool.
Nice.
Did anyone ever watch that movie?
I know that John was high on that when it first came out.
I really, really liked it.
House of Penance was a good comic.
It's just like five issues, like just a, you know, five issue finite run, like complete story. Really, really cool art.
Nice.
Like, I really dug that. So, finish Her Infernal Descent, which is like a retelling of Dante's Inferno. kind of modernize and on Aftershock. They put out really good stuff. I like the shit that I've read from Aftershock so far.
I hear they're a good company.
Let's see. I only got like two more comics that I read. I read the full run of... Read the full run of Robbie Reyes, Ghost Rider, Four on the Floor.
Ooh, how was that?
It was okay. It involves like... all new Wolverine, who's the girl. Okay. It's not X-23. It's like a different girl.
Right.
And then her sister. And then it also has Totally Awesome Hulk or whichever the... What is that kid's name? His last name's Cho.
Cho?
Yeah.
Yeah, I gotcha.
But
he's got the mohawk, right?
Yeah, he's got the mohawk and like special stretchy pants. The way they write him in that comic, fucking hilarious.
Nice.
Like he's like Hulk Spider-Man, like where he's a kid, so he just never shuts up. You know? At one point,
Amadeus Cho.
Yeah, Amadeus Cho.
Oh, shit. Power. Is he Amish?
He's Asian, I believe.
Yeah, he is Asian.
Slam.
Why? Shut up.
And then Robbie Reyes, Ghost Rider, is a cool character to me.
Nice.
Like, I dig it. So, and I love the idea of, like, the car, the Hellfire car is really fun, so... Oh no, it was good. I enjoyed it. Caught up on Gideon Falls. That book's fucking crazy good. Like, it's just creepy and weird, and I still have no idea where it's going. And it just, oh, it's awesome. Like, this guy is finding pieces to like this evil black barn, and like at some point in issue 6, you come to realize that the giant city that he lives in is named the same thing as the little town that the other side of the story is taking place in. So maybe there's like different timelines happening, but they're not really explicit about it.
Right.
Fucking really, really cool.
Huh.
Really well written. So
before we get Hillbilly Redacted, all new Wolverine is X-23.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hillbilly Redacted. That is the coolest way of saying that.
So yeah, that's
where you been, John Steele? I heard shit from you lately.
Those are the comics I read lately.
He's going through a divorce.
Oh,
don't tell.
It's all right.
Nobody knows who he is.
We're there for you, man.
John Clyde Steele fucker.
And we now know
John Clyde Steele cousin fucker. Third.
Just third. Because he fucked one and two.
Cousins. Oh man.
Who's angry about Blue Genie?
Oh,
I'm not angry.
I like
dude, it looks so bad.
I didn't think it looked bad. Yeah.
Like,
I didn't think it looked
really
that bad.
Bad too.
There wasn't enough of it for me to be angry, but it was what I was expecting.
As soon as I saw it, I was like, that doesn't look great.
Yeah.
But neither did Thanos, and it was okay. But my problem isn't with Blue Genie. It's with fucking remaking all the Disney cartoons as live-action movies. It's really obnoxious to me.
It's going
to
make a million. It's going to make a ton of money.
I know. I understand.
It's just we need some more Will Brothers of money so we can keep
buying. Here's the thing. I think Will Smith is probably going to be a really good genie. I don't know any of the other actors or actresses, but I think he's one person. Well, not the only person, but I think he's one person that I think could do really good.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Jafar, it's a lady now.
No, it's a dude.
I thought it was a woman. That voice sounded like a woman.
It was a dude.
Wow, that.
It didn't sound like a girl was talking in Jafar's voice.
But
is the parrot a girl or something?
I don't know. That I don't know.
All right, let's look.
I thought it was a lady.
Will Smith.
Which I was like, that's actually a cool.
Marwan Kenzari.
Yeah, I was wrong, dude.
Is Jafar. Let's see. I'm looking for.
Abu's.
I'm looking for the parrot. What is
Abu's a white guy? Cultural appropriation. Come on.
Because he's not hairy enough to be a monkey?
What's the name of the stupid monkey?
Abu is the monkey.
Oh, so. No, not the monkey. The parrot.
I don't remember. I don't even know.
Zazu?
Zazu.
No, that's Lion King.
I was like, Zazu is definitely a bird.
Got my Disney all fucked up.
Is it Lago?
Yeah, it's
Iago.
It was Gilbert Godfrey.
I don't see it cast in here.
So it might not say anything there.
That would be the worst.
Yeah, the bird was like...
That would be the thing that actually makes me angry, because Gilbert Godfrey was the best part of that movie.
No way. Robin Williams was the best part of that movie. Are you drunk?
Yeah. No, I'm not.
Gilbert Godfrey underappreciated
it
again.
It could kill me.
Again. Oh, that's not good.
Yeah. So well, don't let me drink.
You need to stop taking your pills. Come, San Diego. Come.
No, just bring more pills. No, that's... Like, I think it's weird. And, like, I 100% understand why Disney does it. Like you said, they're just printing fucking money. But, like, I don't like it because I don't have any interest in it. And my kids do. And I don't want to watch
and
it.
And that makes you so angry.
Like, I don't want to watch it. But I know that I'm going to end up having to go see it.
I was listening to the interview that came.
I have begrudgingly, like, not seen Beauty and the Beast for that reason.
Yeah,
I
was, exactly.
Alicia liked it. Alicia liked it.
See, but Alicia that's the liked thing. It. People are like, oh, it's great. I'm like, don't fucking care. Yeah. I saw it already. Like,
I got to hate.
I was listening to the interview that I just put out two or three weeks ago now with the sequels, the crew from the sequels. And I actually – you were talking about this kind of thing. And one of the guys was like, I can separate myself to where if I don't enjoy the other one, I can still enjoy the one that has passed. You know what I mean? It doesn't take away from my love of the brand. And so that's kind of where I'm at. You know, I don't have to love the new Will Smith Aladdin to still love the fuck out of the old Aladdin. It's not going to taint my view on it.
It's not going to taint my view on it. It's literally that I have no desire to see it, and because it's such a big deal, I know I'm going to end up seeing it. Like, that's probably more my issue with it than anything else. But
I'm excited. I think Will Smith will knock it out of the park, honestly.
Probably, because he's funny as fuck.
Yeah, I think he'll do fine. I don't even know. That's the thing. I don't even know, because genies aren't fucking real. I don't know what the fuck a genie's supposed to look like. You know what I mean?
It just didn't look good. In the preview.
For me, it just looked funky.
Right.
Like, he looked weird. I did see a lot of Dragon Ball Z jokes. Like,
but a lot of things looked... Because Disney's toying with what really is live action and what's not. Because The Lion King, they're touting as a live action movie, but it's not. It's some kind of weird animation amalgamation. Yeah, it's weird. So the Abu looks weird. Like, you can tell that there's some weird little things.
Only 8 people were murdered.
So I can forgive it. I think the part will overshadow, which is good, the what he looks like. Right. So.
But Robin Williams, man.
Well, I mean, he's never. No, of course not. Of course not.
Yeah.
But I'm sure he knew that going into the movie.
That's kind of the hardest.
I'm just waiting for the rap.
The rap. Oh. Song.
I was like, the crunch rap?
Aladdin.
Yeah.
That's all I got for you. I'm not going further because it'll sound shitty.
Michonne is leaving The Walking Dead proper.
Yeah, just fucking shooting that show full of holes. They're like, who will be left? No one.
I didn't read the article, but I think some other...
not leaving indefinitely.
No, she's going to the movies.
But not only that, she will still be in the show. So that article was just like a teaser. She's going to be like spread out only in a few episodes.
Yeah, she is.
Oh...
I'm not touching that.
Yeah, it's too soon.
I haven't watched it came out on Sunday. I haven't watched it yet. I haven't seen it yet.
I think it was Rio had posted that he really enjoyed
it. Nice. I'm caught up except for there. That's the only.
My guess is that 3 days have passed since the last episode and Jesus is resurrected.
Oh, shit.
That's my guess.
That was a deep fucking joke right there.
I love that.
That felt hard on my soul to say.
Sticking with trailers. Shaft.
Oh, dude.
It looked funny. Awesome. I think it looked funny.
The other Samuel Jackson Shaft was really good.
I don't remember that movie because somebody, Pop Culture, Pop Up Films. What's the name?
Filmcast.
There you go. He said something about, was Shaft ever funny the last time? And I was like, I don't remember
the
it.
The last one was
pretty funny. But I was like, does that preclude it from being funny now? Like what do you mean? But
there's this scene where he just pistol whips this dude like 15 fucking times. It's the best.
I loved it. I loved that he was going to hit the girl with the bat. And his son's like, really? You're being a misogynist. And he's like, you brought it up, not me. That was funny. It looks funny.
It looks really funny.
I didn't even know that was a thing until the teaser dropped on Super Bowl and then the trailer dropped the next day.
So, okay. So I 100% out of the loop with what happened on the Super Bowl, any of the commercials, any of the trailers.
There wasn't that many trailers.
So, but they teased the thing about the Big Lebowski.
It was a Dos Equis commercial.
Lame.
Or no, not a Stella commercial.
That's
Stella Artois.
Damn it.
Yeah, that's all it was.
Or so we know.
Well, yeah, at this point, it just was a Stella Artois commercial.
So when Bailey dyes her hair, we sit and watch a movie because it takes so long for her to dye her hair. And we've been working our way through like Quentin Tarantino's movies, and there's only like a couple left. And
well, he's only made like 10.
He's only made like
6.
Yeah.
He's retiring at like 10, I think, or some bullshit like
that. She didn't want to watch either of the ones that we had left because she just wasn't in the mood for, you know, crazy violent that night. And so we watched The Big Lebowski's, first time she'd ever seen it. And I caught her laughing.
Like, she didn't want to laugh in front of you.
I knew she was trying really hard to not enjoy it because it's like super dumb old dad stoner humor. But like,
hey man, funny's funny.
Especially the moment where he's all, "We'll chop your Johnson off," and then the other guy yells, "And then we'll step on it and squish it on the floor."
The other, there's already been a trailer, but the second trailer came out for Pet Sematary.
Yeah.
Holy fuck. That movie looks insane.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck what they changed, because in the movie, Gage is the one who goes on a killing spree, and he's the little kid.
Right.
But apparently it's the older sister in this one. And I don't care. It looks fucking crazy. It looks awesome. Scary as fuck. Anything with little kids in it scares the fuck out of me.
Mel won't watch it.
No?
Because it's little kids.
Oh, like, so I can't wait to see it.
I can't wait to see it.
It's fun. It looks really good. It looks really good.
It looks awesome. I'm super stoked for Pet Sematary.
Keep feeling to buy this book.
Wow, are you here? You want to go to work or what?
No. We were talking about comics. I remember I got to buy Immortal Hulk 13
because
John didn't get shipments or something.
Oh, yeah. He did miss a lot of shipments for some reason.
They didn't send him the books.
Yeah. There's going to be a D&D episode of The Big Bang Theory in this final season, and it's going to include Kevin Smith, I think Will Shatner, and then one or two, for some reason, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and then like one other famous person, I think. Yeah. But I was like, oh, fuck, maybe Gabe will like this one. I love it. It sucks that it's ending, honestly.
Shut up with your Vin Diesel.
It's all about family.
Yeah.
At D&D. Well, he actually plays D&D.
So they're releasing a starter edition for Dungeons & Dragons, so you can buy like a starter box. It's kind of just like a way to get into the game, but they're releasing a Stranger Things themed starter edition where you go through the whole thing and at the end you fight the Demogorgon kind of thing.
That'd be fun.
It's pretty cool. Like, I thought that was an interesting way to tie that show into like the actual game that they're playing. So,
nice.
Speaking of which,
are we playing tomorrow?
No, because it's Valentine's Day.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I don't
care about it, but Brian cares about it.
Oh, so. I was like, I'll be at work, Brian. And we don't celebrate Valentine's Day.
Yeah, so. I don't celebrate Valentine's Day.
You white guy.
It's true fact. Brian is the only white guy in our group.
So a question that nobody else cares about. Those gift cards you got us, does anyone own a 3D printer?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
That's why I said
gift cards for Christmas that are like miniatures.
He did. Brian did.
Yeah.
Nobody's used them yet, evidently.
And we can create our own character, and it'll give us like a little
thing. It is a really cool website, actually.
I think
what is it? Heroes Forge?
Hero Forge, yeah.
I was on there. You can design, for people who care about miniatures,
you can design pretty much anything.
Yeah, it is pretty dope. And like, you can get them actually made.
How expensive is it, though?
To get your own one made, it was like 20-something, which is not that much.
$20-something dollars?
Yeah.
Well, fuck, that's cheap.
Yeah, you don't pay that. And to get like metal ones, it was like 40.
Wow, that's super cheap.
Not bad at all.
And then you can get a 3D Like the 3D printed.
What's the website?
Hero Forge.
I think it's called Heroes Forge.
Yeah, I think so. And then you get the 3D like printout to where you can make your own for $9.99.
Yeah.
After you design it. So yeah, I was looking at it recently, and it's
fuck. Maybe I'll make miniatures of us.
That'd be kind of cool.
You could.
I mean, but would either of us truly be miniatures?
Yeah. Just big.
I don't know. I didn't get the gift card because I'm not invited to any of this stuff. Oh, so.
Jesus. Shut up about it. Next time I start D&D up, I'll invite you. Okay?
All right, cool.
All right. I watched Wonder, the movie about the little kid that wears a space helmet with like Luke Owen and Julia Roberts in
it. Oh, yeah. That looked terrible too.
It was good.
Was it?
Yeah, it was cute. It was.
I don't
it was,
like cute.
It was weird because it's like a movie about like good things happening to good people, which is definitely not the kind of movie I normally watch. So when I got done with it,
so
I was
this
like,
guy's the total opposite of me.
When I got done with it, I was like, "Oh, that was really nice.
Must be interesting. Must be fun.
Let's watch something else." Like, but I really enjoyed it. It was nice. It was a cute little movie.
I watched Creed 2. It was
it was good, huh? I liked it. Good. I liked it.
Did you like my meme? My Creed 2 meme of the kid like kneeling down.
Yeah, pinching the nipple.
Like he's pinching
the
nipple.
Oh yeah, I did actually.
They found the biggest motherfucker to be Drago's son. Oh, buddy. The dude's gigantic.
Yeah.
He doesn't even look like the same weight class. Like,
but I mean, when in Rocky IV, when they finally stand, Drago looks massive compared to Rocky. I mean, they're both big, but I think that was kind of the look they were going for. So.
He's bigger than Drago ever was.
He is.
Too.
He is. Yeah, for sure. But it's cool. It's cool because it's a story about redemption for the bad guys too, which is really cool.
Yeah,
I haven't watched it yet.
Like, it's good.
I'm really excited to see it.
It is interesting.
I just haven't had a
chance. I don't like that. Like the. That country is going to hate us, like Russia, because they're like, Drago lost one fight. Russia turned it back on Drago. He lives in, like, the slums.
He does. It's bad.
It's fucked up.
And then the wife, Bridget Nielsen, comes back because she's all excited that he's going to win
she
one.
She fucking left him after the movie and is hooked up with some dude now. She goes to watch the fight and at one point just leaves early.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Bridget Nelson did not come across
it was
in that
sad,
movie,
bro. She it was sad.
She was it like the first one was kind of sad.
It was. It was too. I mean, I think they're all like that. They're kind of fucked up, and then
this
it's like, yeah.
Fucking kid is deaf.
Yeah, born poor little deaf. Baby.
Like, Jesus, movie.
It was
Rocky
sad.
Died of cancer in the first one. Kid's deaf in this
He's
one.
A great. I'll tell you one thing. If you don't think Rocky or Sylvester Stallone is a good actor, he's a good writer.
He's a
really
good
writer.
He's a good actor, too. Like, people don't give him credit because he's got that dumb voice going. But, man, he can act the shit out of
this movie.
Stuff.
He's a great actor. And Rocky, the character, terrible father throughout all of these.
But again, he it's kind of a story of him trying to reconnect with his son, too.
He's still a fucking shitty ass dad, dude.
Even after Rocky Balboa, where he gets back with his son, he somehow has demolished that again.
Yeah, his son left.
He's like, well, then I got this black kid for a while. But the kid lived. Had his own
guys
kid.
With funny voices. Arnold Schwarzenegger posing with an issue of Conan the Barbarian #1, talking about how he wants to do Conan the Conqueror this week. I thought that was awesome.
Oh, isn't
he's still pretty massive.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty. He's fucking huge still. Are you kidding?
He's still doing it, right?
Yeah, he wants to.
I think he is.
That was my understanding.
Okay,
There's another Terminator,
but they've, like,
too.
They've fucking teased that shit, like, 800 times, though, so.
Is this the last Terminator, the one that's coming out, too?
Who knows at this point?
It should.
Terminator it's got a 35. Terminator Dark Fate is the working title.
Dark
Geniuses. I watched the worst one today.
Honestly, I wish the third one.
The third one.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
The third one.
Rise of the Machines.
Sorry, Glau. You're pretty, but you suck as a Terminator.
And it made no sense either. It's like, I have to lick the blood that's hell over there. And I'm half, like, metal and liquid metal. Even though liquid metal was clearly way better.
I actually really liked, it didn't get a lot of coverage, but I liked the one that wasn't, like, a true Terminator movie. It was, Fuck, Christian Bale was in it. I can't remember the title.
I like that one too. Where it basically Salvation? Is just the
yes.
war.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I thought that was a good movie, but everybody hated it.
Well, it was, I mean, yeah.
Didn't get a lot of love.
That's the movie that Christian Bale, like, lost his shit.
Oh, yeah.
And so I think that kind of, like,
he was saying something about Jewish people, wasn't he?
No, he was just something were like,
oh, no, that's Mel Gibson. That's, Mel Gibson was the Jew hater.
Mel Gibson hates Jews.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think Mel Gibson just got stressed the fuck out and went crazy, but...
He's back. He's back, I think. Yeah, he's back in the good graces.
Directed Jesus movies and they're playing with beaver puppets and his wife's leaving him, taking all his shit. And then all of a sudden the dude's like, fuck Jews! I might have done it too, Mel.
I'm just saying, high stress levels make your real self come at the time. I think Mel Gibson hates Jews.
Like, I mean,
who knows? Who knows?
It's such a weird group of people to hate.
I know.
Unless you're Hitler. Like,
they've been through so much.
For him to hate them, too. There's no reason for it.
But, I mean, he did so much because he hated Jews that you think... He must have had some reason, not a good reason, obviously.
There is,
but
no
something
good
in his brain. No, obviously, there's no good reason to kill millions of people. But something in his brain thought there was. Whereas I don't wake up in the morning.
Fucking illness, yeah. Man. Like
I think he had syphilis or something too.
He
fucked up his brain
until he was like 12. Yeah.
He's like, they hate my aunt. They die. Gas
so but weird. Back to reality a little bit. Well, I mean, I guess you can't get any more real than fucking real. The Holocaust. Jesus, well, but
get more real than the Holocaust.
According to many people, you can't.
Yeah. Oh, fuck those idiots.
Yeah. Same people that think the fucking Earth is flat.
Yeah, man. Donald Trump.
Yeah, Germany's not even real. It's all.
Germany's not real.
It's about intelligence too, man.
Can we be Germany deniers? That would be better than Holocaust. I think the Holocaust happened, but I don't believe in Germany. Pretty sure all of Europe's a big ass lie.
Deniers.
You just get up in an airplane, you fly around in a circle, you land in Texas. Everybody's like, it's Europe. It's not.
No, you know when you're in Texas. Just saying.
Side note, Terminator Dark Fate
is real.
I think I think this could be the movie that kind of brings... That's why I don't know if it's going to be the last one, because you're bringing back Linda Hamilton.
Who's going to be John Connor?
I don't know.
Also, Terminator 3 had the worst John Connor. Terminator 3 was the worst a lot of things.
Dude, it was a terrible movie.
You had fucking Arnold Schwarzenegger wearing
the
fucking
only cool
weird
part
sunglasses.
Is the car chase scene, like, which is why I watched it.
There are like zero Terminator 3 apologists. Like, I've never heard somebody be like, that's my favorite Terminator.
The chase scene is good. That's it.
Yeah.
That's and cool. I only watched it because I watched the second Matrix the other day and I was like, what other dope
what chase other chase scenes are there?
That's what I did. Because that fucking scene's epic in Matrix 2.
With the ghosts?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that movie also is not great, but that scene is amazing.
That's my favorite Matrix movie.
The plot of that movie isn't great, but like the fighting in it is fucking unreal.
It's because...
Just action-wise, the movie's awesome.
It's because the Matrix came out when I was too young. And so the Matrix 2 came out when I was still in high school.
And,
so I was like, that's the shit, you know? And then 3 came out and it fucked everything up. But
the first Matrix literally blew my mind.
Me too.
Like, I was like, that can be in a movie.
So at the Derby clinic that we did, one of the things that she practiced was what she called the Matrix. And it was where the person goes to touch you and you're supposed to dodge. The idea is that you dodge people.
Right.
You don't have to take the hit. You can avoid the hit, right? And she's all, and I call this the Matrix, blank fucking stares, because it's a room full of kids under 18, right?
Cool.
Well, why do we call
awesome.
That? No idea. Like, I really wanted to be like, who knows what that reference is? Raise your hand. And like, Bailey would have been like, my dad all made right, me watch
fuck.
It.
We just watched it the other day.
Yeah, pretty much.
But I think this could be the regeneration of the Terminator, honestly.
Oh, see, this is the beginning of more Terminators.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, God.
But I mean, it could be like this is the handoff from Schwarzenegger onto something else.
We need to retire the John Connor storyline, though.
Ridley Scott.
How many times can we not kill John Connor? Like,
Ridley Scott.
These robots are inept.
Ridley Scott talked this week, too, about restarting the Aliens franchise. So... There you go. There's that.
Who knows what's going on there?
I guess I'm a hypocrite because I want to see that happen.
It's a mess.
I wanted to see the Blomkamp. Blomkamp? Is that how you say his name? Blomkamp? I wanted to see that one.
Me too.
That one actually looked... I liked Covenant. So I'm an apologist for it. I like the main series, but I really wanted to see that one. It looked fucking good. The art they were putting out for it, it looked awesome.
I haven't hated any of the movies. And in fact,
except
I
for,
love Prometheus. I don't really.
But I do really like
Prometheus. I like it okay.
I do too.
But
I didn't like
I just feel like the storyline has been butt fucked all out of whack. And you need to like start it somewhere.
The third one is the only one I'm not a huge fan
That's
of.
That's the one with actually, the white I like the prison alien, episode. Right?
It's not bad. It's just the one I like the least. It's much more accurate.
Me too.
I feel like it's disrespectful in a way. Which is why I didn't like that.
Yeah.
Like, you can't have these iconic characters and just show up and they're just dead and gone. You didn't explain anything. That, to me, pissed me off. But I like the prison aspect of it.
And I love Resurrection.
Was it the third one or the fourth? The fourth one is not the one I'm a fan of. That's the one with the fucked up, the clones and all that shit. Yeah, yeah.
That one's
the one I was not a fan
really
of.
Dig it, so.
It is bizarre. And they swim, which is scarier.
Yeah, swimming.
And aliens
that's
swim.
Straight out of the video game too.
Yeah, it would have been weird.
I was a fan of the little clue. I was a fan of AVP, both of them, even though the second one was really hard to watch. But the clues that they put in through all of them, as far as the predators being
difficult
in
to watch
it. No, I mean like visually, it's a hard movie to watch. It's so dark.
Yeah,
it's a very hard movie to watch.
That's
but
like the first Hulk had that problem too.
Dude.
It's like they didn't turn lights on during the filming of that movie.
Dude, I watched that on like one of those fucking giant screens, and I was just like, what the shit is happening? Like, I was like, I don't hate this movie.
Yeah,
like,
the Hulk's
going
to fight something now, and then
it's
we
just
can't
darkness.
Watch it. We can't
yeah.
see it. Like, I remember Jared was like in love with that movie. Well, all these people don't know who these people I'm naming. But
I love it, the Ang Lee one. It's a really well-written movie. It's a really well-done movie, but it's impossible to see. Like, it's fucking...
I didn't like the comic structure they tried to play. I thought it would have just been better shot as a normal movie. But...
You know what I really wish? You know how, like, you can turn the gamma up on certain video games?
Yeah.
I wish you could do that on movies sometimes. We're just like, it's brighter now, and I can see the things in it. Like, I don't play Diablo, so I can't fucking see what's going on. I turn the gamma up.
It's true. And I guess I didn't like the fact that he's, like, basically fighting a cloud at the end. Because, like,
Hulk
is supposed to fight things, not things you can't fight.
How did the Hulk smash a cloud?
Yeah, he did. He smashed it.
Smashed the fuck out of that cloud.
Yeah, he found a way.
I listened to Paradise Lost as an audiobook over the last week and a half. That is a difficult poem. But the imagery in it would make a fucking amazing comic book.
I'm sure it has already.
It does not exist. I looked.
It doesn't?
Like, somebody needs to get on that because it is a
fucking great idea. I feel like we need
idea.
A comic book publishing company.
We would make $0 at that.
Who cares? The Trump hair thing would be a funny comic. That would be a good comic.
Probably get sued.
Fuck that.
Yeah, whatever.
I want to get sued by Trump. I would love to be there.
Side note, speaking of aliens.
I could just not pay you, Trump. You can sue me all day.
Two live-action alien series reportedly in development. Ridley Scott involved. That just happened. I was just reading it as you were talking about it.
That's...
So. It's going to Hulu.
I think
brought to you first, but not by the time you hear it.
We're that John Oliver show. What the fuck's that John Oliver? There you go. There you go.
2 weeks ago today. Oh, man.
We should probably wrap this section up.
All right. So we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, something will happen.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck we're doing.
Here's a few reasons why you should be listening to the Unwritable Rant podcast with host Juliette Miranda. She can tell a great story.
If you can't play dead, play drunk. And it works, I swear.
She interviews celebrities that have great stories.
If we have a cousin that's kind of strange, we don't put him away or tuck him away. We set him on an old dryer out in the front yard with alcohol and let him wave at people.
right, and then you tell your friends about it.
And she's tolerant and loves kids.
So these kids go running up after the ball, and I stand up and I yell, "Kids die in the street all the time!"
So head on over to theunwritablerant.com and listen to the show.
Hey, this is Pamela Ribbon, and you are listening to Thinking Outside the Long Box.
They don't like
me. Is that the Adam Higgins?
They're fine with you.
No, that's Keith Gawala.
Oh, okay. Keith Gawala. Did we have a promo from him? I don't know why the fuck we're talking about this,
because
I came back.
Well, because
so.
I was just on Pop-Up Film. No, hey, everybody, and we're back.
Yay.
Oh, on another show.
Every once in a while, like they ask for guest hosts because, okay, so Pop-Up Filmcast, if you guys aren't familiar with this, you should go check it out.
I don't know if they listen to this, do they?
Yeah, they do.
Fuck you.
Oh, so you do know who I am. You sons of bitches.
I'm just kidding, guys. We love having Gabe on your show.
I think I've been on 3 of their episodes.
I think so.
It's a pretty cool show.
So the premise of the show is that they give you – so – they pretend like they're real movies, but they give you like the title and like a genre of film, and you basically have to fucking make up a movie.
Oof.
And then like you make up the movie and you tell them the plot and the actors that are in it, and like, and then they start referencing other stuff
in the movie
that's in
the fake movie,
and you have to like play with it.
And by the way, I didn't know that the first episode I listened to, and I started listening to it like 10 minutes in, and
you're Googling the movie.
Because I had put
this
my
movie
headphones.
Sounds amazing.
I put my headphones on and started it, and then someone asked me a question at work, and I didn't turn it off and took my headphones out.
Yeah,
answered the question, came back to it, and I had no fucking clue what was going on. I was like,
so like,
it's well done though. So
like the last episode I did with them, there ended up being a lot of reference to rat fucking. Like, I mean, it gets really off the rails really fast. It's a lot of fun. So. I can't drink anymore, but I typically get hammered drunk.
You're fucking drinking when we go to San Diego Comic-Con.
I don't know how I'll do that.
No, I don't. You're going to be depressed as a motherfucker then, I guess, while we're drinking. So.
No, I don't want to die. I like me right now.
Leave the pills at home.
No, that's not happening. I'm already addicted. I missed one dose and I started getting really itchy.
That's funny.
So no, but being on their show was really fun. You should go check them out. Pop-Up Filmcast.
They reply to a lot of our shit on Twitter.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
They're funny as fuck. They're good guys.
It's a good show.
Keith, what is the other dude's name? Why can I never remember it? I remember Keith because we always joke about he loves that movie, The Guardians of Ga'Hoole. The stupid fucking owl movie.
Yeah, nobody loves that movie.
He loves that movie. Like, no fucking fooling. Like, he brings it up, like, almost every episode. Are you, like, farting? Yeah, okay. I was like, why are you rolling away?
I'm guttural destruction for the last month. And, like, my butthole's still not right. I don't want that on the radio.
Oh, man.
This is also not the radio.
So, old man pick. My old man.
Oh, we're skipping pop culture,
oh,
by the way.
Oh, yeah. So, because Tim's not here, because he's a fucking piece of shit.
Yeah, fuck you, Tim, you little bitch. Stunned. I love the stunned look on your face.
It's just so harsh all of a sudden. It was just so perfect.
Yeah.
No, we're skipping it.
We were all supposed to watch it on his fucking account or something.
Yeah, fuck you, Tim.
Why aren't you here, you bastard?
So because
he lives so far away now, I think he's going to be like this all from now until the end of time.
It also
Tim went
is a
from
random
being,
Wednesday.
Tim went from being like completely responsible for nothing to like a father.
Within like a month.
Of grown children. He's doing all the stuff around the house.
Yeah, yeah.
I assume he does dad shit. Yeah.
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 I didn't say he's doing
dad shit.
I didn't say he was doing well as a father.
It's hard. It's not fucking easy. Yeah. I'll tell you that much.
I can't tell if they're actually screaming. Speaking of
no,
dad
they're
shit,
just
I can't
yelling.
Tell if they're actually screaming in pain. No, they're fine.
No, they're fine.
So,
till one comes out yelling about blood.
So next,
Johnny, shut up.
So. Man, we're great parents. So next episode, we're going to be talking about Event Horizon.
Great
fucking 1997,
movie.
Sam Neill, mindfuck. Quick trivia point, just because I want to get it out there because I looked them all up. The movie's running time is 100 minutes. Apparently, there was supposed to be 30 more minutes of the movie, and about 20 of that is just graphic violence.
Wow.
You have to find the Fangoria that is released because it has all of the imagery that got cut out.
Yeah.
Most of it. I remember because I hunted for it for like 6 months, and when I finally found it, my mom took it away. But it's fucked up shit in there, though.
Dude, there's fucked up shit in there already, and apparently there's even more like fucked up shit that's been lost to time. Well, the first cut of it was NC-17 and like all sorts of crazy
Sam Neill doesn't strike me as a guy who would be in that type of movie. I don't remember him being in anything else
in the Mouth
like
of Madness,
that.
Dude.
I don't remember that movie.
Crazy as shit, too.
I haven't seen that movie in ever.
I don't remember that movie.
Was that a bug or?
I think it was a hair or something. Oh.
Just started waving at the air. I was like, shit, Juan's having a stroke.
It's that weed I smoke.
I mean, I don't wish, but I could totally get out of work.
Wow, bro. For. Jesus.
No, not you having a stroke, him having a stroke.
No.
If I stroke out, I get a.
I don't want you to stroke because we got to lift you and fucking take you somewhere, bro.
Oh, no. We'll call an ambulance. They'll come lift his ass, dude.
Just put me through that window.
Fucking no, that's worse.
Dude, I don't want to have to fix my window.
Oh, that's fucked up.
So I was thinking about it, you know, getting back on getting back into doing A Month of Mondays and then doing this and stuff. I was thinking about some of my first podcasts, and so my old man pick is my first three podcasts. So I used to run for a short time I ran a publishing company with this guy called Punk Horror Press. We put out a book. We put out a couple chapter books. We had like some events and stuff. It was a lot of fun, but you know, he went to federal prison for a little while for refusing to testify in front of a grand jury about some eco-terrorism shit. So that kind of put a whole like monkey wrench into everything, and it kind of slowed us down.
That should be a podcast.
Yeah, yeah. Dave Agronoff. He's the guy that did it. He's a really good writer. I highly recommend.
Where did I know him from?
From. Me, probably.
Did he write a chicken short story?
What's that?
Did he write a short story about, like, chicken madness or something?
Very possible, yeah.
Okay.
You can find his books, Screams from a Dying World, Zombie Apocalypse with Vegans, or Vegan Zombie Apocalypse or something.
Yeah, I do think I've read his story. That's yeah. What
I'm anyway, about. He's a really good writer. Find him, David Agronoff. Definitely worth looking up. Great guy, but... So when we did Punk Horror Press, we had two podcasts that were associated with it that came out like every other week. One was like short fiction, and I think we only did like 4 or 5 episodes of that, but it was interesting. That's doing fiction podcasts way harder than you think it is. And then the other show that I did was with my friend Stacy Campbell, and I know I've talked about this show in the past, but it was called The Punk and the Pastor, and it was just me and Stacy.
Those aren't your first three.
Yeah, they are.
There's one before Punk and the Pastor.
Which one was that?
Because I was on it.
Which show was that?
The one with me, you, Bobby, Steve, and other Asian guy about watching horror movies.
No. That was after that.
Are you sure?
That. Yeah, this is
after
that.
I thought it was
that.
Before that.
No, this is after that. So Punk and the Pastor, Stacy and I, we would just review horror movies.
That was actually a good podcast.
It was a lot of fun. He would
that
pick
might
one.
Have been the first podcast I listened to.
He would pick one, I would pick one, and then we like a new movie. We would each pick a new movie, and then we would watch an old movie and go back and forth. He hates Event Horizon, incidentally, because he's a fucking moron. And
loves Jesus.
Yeah.
Horizon.
Truly the sign of an idiot.
Yeah.
The third podcast I did was for another thing that I had worked on that was called The Vault of Punk Horror, or no, Haunt of Horror, which was a website that I did that was like reviews of, you know, horror movies, horror books. It was basically like my attempt to do like Room Morgue, but online. And we did a podcast that was you and me and Steve and Bobby and like a rotating cast. Who's the guy that did the comic book shop down in Denver? Nate Ellis.
Smart.
He is super smart. Just like a bunch of different people. Like we would sit around. We would just like
that at Cables. I remember.
Oh, that was a different thing. That I don't think that ever got released, but we tried to do that.
I felt like the other thing that I was talking about came before the. But I don't
know. It wasn't because that was when I was going through my divorce. But so they all ended up like being fairly short lived because I'm not super great at like organizing things, like as you guys are all very aware. So when I was thinking about it, I realized that what I love about this show and what I feel makes Thinking Outside the Long Box so super successful is that there's me who's here to talk, and Doyle who's here to talk, or John who's here to talk, and then there's the brains of the operation. Oof. Like the podcast takes a wand. Like you need a wand for a show. And if you don't have the wand, it like fucking falls apart.
The wand to rule them all?
Oh.
One.
Stop it. But I just thought it was really cool. Like thinking about like, you know, we each have our own like different things that we're interested in, different things that we're excited about, and different like skills and talents that we bring to the show and add different things to the show that makes it like successful and fun and entertaining. And I love that. I love that thing about this show, and it's what keeps me coming back every other week. So that nice. Was kind of my old man pick, is like, I was like, man, what was it that, I mean, I love doing Punkin' the Pastor, but why didn't it last forever? Oh yeah, I'm terrible at things. Like, you know, so, and I had to deal with an ex.
A pastor?
No, an ex-wife that was like, do you really have to record? I was like, I've had this scheduled for a month. Like,
you were the guy who backed out of the wrestling podcast that you are now.
Yeah, I know, right? Except for almost backed out of that wrestling podcast too, and then I started taking medicine and I started doing it again with really fucking killer new intro music.
Nice. I like the old intro music.
I know, but this is really cool. It's like all and there's like.
You hired a Mexican group to do it? Like a mariachi band?
No. It's like it's just like a snippet from like a metal song that's not copyright protected.
Oh, I got you.
It's awesome. Goddamn cats.
That's my fault.
That's okay. It's actually my kid's fault, but no, but I love it. I love thinking about like old projects and how like what I can do better with new projects
right.
and stuff. So it's a lot of fun.
Write articles.
I fucking love podcasting though. Like I've genuinely been.
You're gonna hear that if you listen back.
All right, cool. which means I won't hear it.
It's true though.
Like
podcasting is fun. If you can do it as a job, it'd be a sweet job.
But like,
we need to be like Joe Rogan or somebody.
I've genuinely been podcasting on and off for like over 10 years. Like, and that's kind of cool. Like,
this is our fifth year,
which is crazy.
It's fucking nuts.
And it just keeps getting better.
San Diego Comic-Con coming up. Denver, hopefully Denver Comic-Con. I talked to somebody. I won't name her name on here.
Person.
But I talked to her and she said that they're going through internal shifts again. And that they're talking about, well, we don't know when we're going to put the press application out, blah, blah, blah. So I'm just like, ugh. Got to go through this shit all over again.
Hopefully Springs Comic-Con again.
Hopefully Springs Comic-Con. We'll see.
They have big names.
Yeah, yeah.
They have data.
When does con season start again, really?
June. No, May.
May.
May. Yeah. Now. That's Denver Comic-Con now. The end of
we
May.
Basically do
beginning
May, June,
of June,
July.
No. I mean, would you technically call June? Because yeah, I guess you would, because there's 2 days of Denver Comic-Con in June now.
Yeah.
Instead of all three. Because it used to be June, July, August.
Oh, that's true.
Because Colorado Springs Comic-Con is in August. There's not, but the
there's not really
Denver Comic-Con has moved way early forward. This year.
So we basically do May, July, and August.
Yeah. And then I have free WonderCon. We have free WonderCon tickets, but nobody can go to that. Oh, so, no, I know. It's hard. It's hard.
It sucks. If I had just got sick, I would have gone.
So awesome.
I reached out to John, too, but I haven't heard anything from him. So, no surprise.
It's because he loves you so much.
I'm like, hey, just go to WonderCon for free. Obviously, you got to pay your way over there, but.
Right.
Send Dom.
Oh, Dom would love that. I think he'd love it.
He could do it.
I'm sure he could.
I think that's about it.
Huh? Yeah, we're done.
Yeah, yeah.
It's getting slow.
It is.
It's getting, Doyle's getting tired again.
I gotta wake
even though
the
fuck he
up.
Just woke up.
I know. You gotta go to work.
I just haven't showered yet. That's like the weird part of it.
Oh, thanks for sharing.
Yeah.
I just showered right before I came here.
I woke up a little too late to shower. Set my alarm for 6.
That's weird.
Woke up at 6:30.
Well, I mean, that brings us to a Grinding Hulk. You can find us on the internet at www.totlb.com, on Twitter and Instagram at Outside Longbox.
Fuck you, Tim, for not being here.
On Facebook at facebook.com.
You could have at least Skyped in, you piece of shit.
Yeah, you fucker.
You don't even know.
That's the joke, you asshole.
If you have a laptop, you can go to facebook.com/thinkingoutsidethelongbox. You can find our YouTube channel.
Too many dicks to the mouth? What's going on over there? Right?
Jesus. You can find our YouTube channel by going to tinyurl.com/TOTLBTube. We love to hear about new projects, anything that you're working on, anything that you're excited about. We interview everybody. Like,
we don't have anybody on the books right now either, which is weird.
Yeah.
Nobody's coming up?
We've interviewed.
Nobody.
We've interviewed Raphael.
I'm going to reach out to Event Horizon people now.
Nice.
Yeah, we have time.
Yeah.
Doyle interviewed Raphael.
Yeah.
It was good. It was a good interview.
We've interviewed people that make little independent comics that you've never heard of. Like, we run the full gamut. It's awesome. If you have a project you want to be on the show, please shoot us an email at outsidethelongbox@gmail.com. Of course, if you have any comments, concerns, questions, confuckery, anything that you want to say... You know, I mean, even heavy breathing would be acceptable.
Yeah.
You can give us a call, 970-573-6148 on the Michael Kirk Memorial Hotline. May he rest in his midget-loving peace.
Yeah, so I was having a Facebook conversation with that guy.
Barbara.
Dead.
Barbara from Fanbase just is listening to the sequels interview right now. She said thank you for all the support. So thank them for putting out such cool content and being awesome.
No shit. I love margins. I'm excited to read sequels.
We got a copy, by the way.
Nice.
So I haven't read it yet either. So
Kinsey is really good. Like, they're awesome. I love Fanbase Press. Those people are the shit.
Oh shit, I need to do a press thing for Colorado Springs Comic Con. They just put that up. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Good deal. Anyway, you can support us at patreon.com/TOTLB or go to TOTLB.com/shop or potentially amazon.TOTLB.com, which I can never really get to work.
Pretentious.
I'm not really sure what the fuck is going on with it. I literally have been going back and forth on that for fucking like a month now, and it's really annoying.
Maybe Brent Japp can help you.
I don't know who that is.
That's our one of our IT guys.
All right, I'll
have an IT guy.
Yeah,
shoot me his Facebook contact.
I'll group us.
Cool. Anyways, we of course want to thank our Patreon supporters: Chad, Ryan, Derek, Doyle, Devin, Taylor, Jason, Steve, Christine, Michael, and Megan. Now that I'm on antidepressants, I will definitely be making content again.
Please.
I know.
Please.
I'm sorry. Oh, don't barf.
No, it's just cough.
Oh, Jesus.
I thought you were going to barf.
That cough sounds like I'm going to barf every time.
Yeah. Dude. Whew.
It's what I have left of the strep.
Is that what you turned and coughed into Tim's mouth?
That was a sneeze. It's his fault for having his mouth open. So
wow.
Oh, man.
All right. I'm trying my hardest to get everybody's shit out for Patreon. I'm sorry, guys. I'm so behind in because of my real life.
No, real life sucks ass. Be sure to check us out on all of the social medias and at TOTLB.com. We love you guys.
Thank you for the Facebook engagement a lot recently to everybody. There's been actually a lot of cool stuff going up.
This has been episode 100 of Thinking Outside the Long Box. I'm Gabe.
I'm Doyle.
I'm Juan. Fuck you, Tim.
Fuck you, Tim. Fuck you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast. Join us on Facebook and Twitter to get behind-the-scenes information for exclusive content and to be notified when new episodes are available. The thoughts and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the individual and do not necessarily represent or reflect those of the Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast, Baron Space Productions, its partners, or affiliates. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is made available by its creators, Juan, John, and Gabe. The podcast is edited and produced by Juan, and Albie is the co-executive producer. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is a Baron Space production.